In today's video, we delve into two remarkable stories that defy the expected. Two people battling terminal illness find relief through Padre Pio's intercession. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Our first story today is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Definitive History by Bernard Ruffin. Within its pages, we find a remarkable testimony from Luigi Antonelli, a renowned Italian playwright diagnosed with cancer. Doctors gave him less than a year to live. Listen to this. At some point in 1939, the famous Italian playwright Luigi Antonelli embarked on a journey from his home in Pescara, a coastal city in central Italy, to San Giovanni Rotondo to seek counsel from Padre Pio. After attending Padre Pio's Mass, he proceeded to confession. The 62-year-old writer told Padre Pio that he had cancer in his head and neck. He explained that his doctor recommended surgery, but even if the operation was successful, he wouldn't live more than 6 months. However, without surgery, he faced a mere 3 months. Now, Antonelli found it challenging to articulate what happened that day in the confessional. And let me remind you, he was a playwright, someone gifted with words. All he said was, "I can't repeat what he told me, because while he was talking to me, I felt like I was living in a supernatural world." A few months later, Antonelli insisted that he noticed an immediate improvement after confessing to Padre Pio. He shared, "I don't know if the word miracle is exact from a theological point of view, but we shouldn't argue over technicalities because of simple words." He then continued, "Now I write an article every Sunday for the Giornale d'Italia, an Italian newspaper. I go hunting, and in the last month, I've been working on a comedy that will be produced at the Teatro Mazzoni in Milan. I don't know what the doctors think about it, what the x-rays and histological exams might reveal, but today I feel miraculously healed." Despite the prediction that without surgery, Antonelli would die within 3 months, he inexplicably lived for another 3 years, remaining active and engaged in his work. He died in 1942 at the age of 65. End of our first story. Before we get into our next story, if you're captivated by the miracles and spiritual guidance of Padre Pio and feel called to be part of spreading his legacy, consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. As a member, you're not merely supporting a YouTube channel. You're becoming a Padre Pio apostle, helping us spread his spiritual teachings far and wide. Members of our program receive special spiritual and material benefits, including masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Now to our second story. Our second story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata, written by José María Zavala. In his book, Zavala shares an extraordinary account by Dr. Francesco Fontana, a notary from Florence, who recalls an anecdote about a miraculous healing of a 20-year-old woman. Listen to this. During one of Dr. Fontana's visits to San Giovanni Rotondo, he spoke to Dr. Sanguinetti, a spiritual son of Padre Pio, who shared that he had come to seek Padre Pio's guidance on whether to perform an operation in Rome or Bari, a coastal city south of San Giovanni Rotondo. Dr. Sanguinetti had a very sick young patient, a 20-year-old woman who was suffering from some severe brain disease and had suddenly stopped responding to her medication. For this reason, urgent surgery was necessary for her to survive. Dr. Fontana, moved by sympathy for the young woman and her family, chose to accompany Dr. Sanguinetti and the patient's father to Padre Pio's cell. However, upon entering, they received no comforting words. After presenting the case to Padre Pio, his response was, "I don't have inspirations." As you can imagine, upon hearing these words, the sick woman's father began to cry. Visibly moved, Padre Pio energetically sat up and told the man, "Don't cry, take her to Bari." He then whispered, "And let's hope that before arriving there..." But he didn't finish his sentence. They bid their farewells, praying for the best. The patient was transported to Bari in an ambulance. However, the journey was dramatic because of the young woman's intense headaches and high fever. Yet, before reaching Bari, while they were still in the ambulance, the woman suddenly stopped complaining and appeared to be quite well. She even asked if she could get out of bed, claiming that she felt fine. The doctor insisted she remain laying down, suspecting the poor woman was delirious. But she continued to insist that she felt fine now. So the doctor checked her temperature again and was surprised to notice it had indeed returned to normal. Upon reaching the hospital in Bari, the specialist conducted all relevant exams and appeared confused. "I don't understand why they brought her here," he said. "Not only is this organ perfect, but it has never been sick." The young woman was miraculously cured. The next day, Dr. Sanguinetti and Fontana shared the incident with Padre Pio, joking about getting in trouble with the Bari doctor. Padre Pio enjoyed the tale, exclaiming with a big smile, "Let's give thanks to the Lord, let's give thanks to the Lord." End of our story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.